Stay tuned for Grace Matters, brought to you by First Presbyterian Church at the corner of Ocean and Monroe Streets in Jacksonville.
Pastor Scott Lucky of First Presbyterian Church in Jacksonville, Florida, has a message from God's Word that will encourage and inspire you today. And now, here's Pastor Scott.
From Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant whom his master valued highly was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servants, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him and turned to the crowd following him. And he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you to think with me about some amazing things in life. There's no shortage of things that amaze us. How many of you have been outside and the night was just picture perfect and the stars were so numerous and so close you could almost reach out and pull them down? You ever been under a night sky and just gone, wow, and been amazed? We don't have many of them here in the big city. You have to get out a ways into the country. But a night sky can cause great amazement. I'm amazed lately by these things called 3D printers. You know what those are? They can actually print out car parts and even body parts, prosthetics. These 3D printers, the technology amazes me. I was amazed to learn this past week that there are 3 golf balls on the moon. Did you know that? How did those golf balls get up there? 3 golf balls on the moon. I'm amazed to know that the earth right now, as we're here seated in the sanctuary, the earth is spinning about 1,000 miles per hour. That's at the equator. Not quite as much here. We're still spinning several hundred miles an hour. We just don't know it. But the earth is spinning at a high rate of speed. I'm amazed that the older I get, my body. You know, our bodies are micro-universes. You have 37 trillion cells inside your body, not 37 million or billion. Your body has 37 trillion cells. That is amazing. And then maybe the most amazing thing of all, how is it that a brown cow can eat green grass and produce white milk? Try to figure that one out. What else is amazing? In our passage from Luke's gospel, we find none other than the Lord Jesus himself expressing amazement. Jesus was amazed by the faith of a Roman soldier, a centurion. Now look again with me at Luke chapter 7. After giving a sermon outside of town, and that may well have been the Sermon on the Mount, Luke calls it the Sermon on the Plain. But after giving this sermon to the large crowds, Jesus entered Capernaum. Now, Capernaum was his adopted hometown. Capernaum was a fishing village on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee. And there were many miracles done there by Jesus. So it was a prominent town, and in the Bible, it really figures in prominently in the New Testament. And it was here in Capernaum where we encounter a centurion He was a commander of 100 soldiers in the Roman army. In today's term, he would be equivalent to a captain in the army with about 100 men under his command. And this centurion was of a different spirit. Luke tells us that he was well-liked and respected by the Jewish people because he loved them and built their synagogue. What kind of man is this? This Roman soldier who loves these foreigners, the Jews, and loves them so much, he builds their synagogue. Perhaps this military man was a worshiper of the true God. The Jews had a term for Gentile people like this centurion, people who were not circumcised, not part of the Jewish community, but the Jews called them God-fearers. And these God-fearers were honored and looked upon favorably, even though they weren't entirely part of the Jewish community. So this centurion may well have been a God-fearer, a worshiper of the God of the Jews. And we are told that the centurion's servant was sick and about to die, so he sends some Jewish elders to Jesus, asking the Lord to come and heal the servant. Now, the word used, we have two gospel accounts. And one of the gospel accounts, the word used suggests that the servant might have been a boy, a young person, perhaps dearly loved by the centurion. Several things stand out to me. First, I'm not aware of any place in the Gospels where Jesus ever has anything negative to say about a military man. We're living in a time of political correctness, and people associated with the military are often singled out and looked upon disfavorably. But I am not aware of any place in the Scriptures where a military man is ever viewed negatively. I never find Jesus saying, you got to leave the military, or what you're doing is not a good thing. On the contrary, Jesus, and especially in our text here today, is impressed when he encounters military people. On this Veterans Day, I want to express my thanks for those who have served in the armed forces. I'm not one given to political correctness. I know I'm politically incorrect, but I thank God for each and every veteran. I grew up in a military household, and I honor and I respect our veterans. And God bless you, and I appreciate your service. Thank you for it. Well, in any event, the second thing that stands out to me is the centurion's faith. In fact, Jesus says something amazing about the centurion. There are only two places in your New Testament where Jesus is said to be amazed. Only two times is Jesus ever amazed in the New Testament, the Gospels in particular. He is amazed here at the faith of a foreigner, a centurion. And in Mark chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus is amazed at the unbelief of God's people in the town of Nazareth. Two places he's amazed. You see, Jesus is amazed by faith and by lack of faith. I want to ask you this morning, as Jesus looks at you and your faith walk, as you travel the journey of grace, is Jesus amazed by your great faith? Or perhaps is he amazed by your lack of faith? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if we are not living by faith and walking in faith, we cannot please God. Now, I want you to think with me about a man of great faith in the Bible. His name was Abraham. Abraham obeyed God. When God called Abram to go to a place that he would receive as an inheritance, Abram at the time had no idea where he was going and what it was all about. But God called Abraham, and by faith Abraham went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the promise. For Hebrews 11 says, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So when God asked Abraham to move out of his native country to an unfamiliar land, Abraham walked by faith, obeying God. Now, the great missionary to China, Hudson Taylor. Anybody familiar with Hudson Taylor? Man of great, great faith. He left Scotland and he traveled to China back in the 19th century. Here's one of his great quotes. Hudson Taylor said, "Without an element of risk in our exploits for God, there is no need for faith." You see, faith by its very nature demands some risk. Otherwise, it's sight. If you're just walking by sight, that's not faith. But faith by its nature involves some risk. And Hudson Taylor was right. Without some degree of risk in our exploits for God, there is no need for faith. And one of Abraham's outstanding traits was his firm belief in God's promises. Abraham was a man of great faith. In fact, Genesis 15:6 says, "Abraham believed the Lord, and God accounted it to him, credited to him, Abraham, as righteousness." What about Abraham's wife, Sarah? She was way past childbearing years. And the Lord said she was going to bear a child. And Sarah did that. She judged him faithful. Hebrews 11:11 says, she judged God faithful who had promised. And throughout the Bible, throughout church history, we encounter many examples of faithful men and women of God. I was reading this past week about a woman of God who lived in the year from 101 to 162 A.D., a long time ago. Her name was Felicitas. Felicitas had seven sons, and they were all killed in Rome in the Roman persecution of Christians. Now, Felicitas had tremendous, tremendous faith, and she was used by the Lord to convert many people to Christ. And the pagan Roman priests at the time did not like that. They worshiped many different gods. And so they let the Roman emperor know. And before she was martyred, before she was killed, they lined up her seven sons and made her watch as each one was killed. And after one was killed, they'd ask her to renounce her faith in Christ. She said no. They'd kill the second one. And on, all seven of her sons were killed before her very eyes. She would not renounce her faith in Christ. She was a woman of great faith. Here in our text in Luke 7, the centurion was a man of great faith. He said to Jesus, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve for you to come under my roof." Isn't it interesting? The Jews felt, "He deserves you to do this, Lord. He deserves it. We don't deserve anything from the Lord." But this man recognized his standing before the Lord. He says, "I don't deserve you, Lord, to come under my roof. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed." Wow. The centurion knew that all Jesus had to do was say the word, and the sick man or the sick boy would be made well. I love what Brenda read from Psalm 107, especially verse 20. It says, "The Lord sent out his word and healed." You know, God, all he has to do is speak a word and a person is healed. All the Lord has to do is speak and circumstances will change. And lives can be changed at the word and by the word of the living God. And the centurion seems to have known that. Then the centurion goes on to say, "For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." And Jesus listened to all of this. And did you notice? The Lord was amazed. You see, faith like this gets the Lord's attention. It always does. The centurion's faith caused Jesus to marvel. I want to ask you, how will you amaze Jesus with your faith? A week ago, a friend of mine passed away, a very close friend in Corpus Christi. He was a man of great faith. He was a man of amazing faith. He grew up in the projects of Corpus Christi, Texas. He was a Mexican-American. After high school, he decided to join the army and serve his country. Later in life, he decided, or he felt called, to serve the poorest of the poor in Mexico. where his ancestors had come from. His name was Dientin Gera. And he knew that with God all things are possible. And so out of the blue, he founded a ministry out of the church I served on the Mexican border many moons ago. And the ministry was called Faith Ministry. And starting from scratch, this man walked by faith. And he died the last week. And by the time he had died, 2,000 homes had been met or been built for the poorest of the poor in Reynosa, Mexico. Now, when I say home, I'm talking about a 12 by 10 cinder block home, which might as well have been a palace for the poorest of the poor. 2,000 of these homes built. Mission teams from Presbyterian churches would come from across the country to Mexico for a week or two, working to build these homes for people who lived in cardboard shacks. 2,000 homes built. 3 churches founded. 2 medical clinics instituted. A Christian radio station. All of this and more from a man who was born in the projects of Corpus Christi, Texas, but who knew the Lord and who walked by faith and knew that with God all things are possible. And I'm convinced the Lord was amazed at the faith of this brother in the Lord. You see, people of strong faith in the Lord can accomplish great things. And God is well pleased when we walk by faith rather than by sight. Now, this is stewardship season. Uh-oh. You know where I'm going with this. You've gotten your pledge cards. They've come in the mail this past week. I want to strongly encourage us to step out in faith. Not just to walk by sight as we look at our budgets, as we look at all the things we think are so important, and many of them are important in life. Let's learn from the centurion's faith and be more like him who caused Jesus to be amazed. I want to encourage you maybe even to consider upping your pledge for the coming year, knowing that great faith always gets the Lord's attention, knowing that we can never outgive God, and knowing that as we sow much, we will reap much. If we sow little, we will reap little. God has built in this principle into the kingdom of God, where faith is great. God always responds. I have a dream. I have a dream for this church. And I've shared it with some of you. I have a dream that for the day when this sanctuary is so full that we're going to have to bring in chairs. I have a dream that third floor over there in Williams Building is overflowing with children. Children coming out, just coming out the doors, and so many of them, we're going to have to figure out what to do with all of them. I have a dream for a bus ministry where we are going out into the highways and byways and rounding up families and bringing them to the church. I'm dreaming big. I'm determined to walk by faith and not just by sight. Oh, I can look at our budget and get a little bit discouraged, but I'm not going to allow that to happen. I'm going to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. I want to amaze the Lord with some great faith. I have a vision, and you do too. We want to see this church become a great force for the kingdom of God here in downtown Jacksonville. And it can happen as we step out in faith, as we take some risks in our exploits for God, as led by the Holy Spirit, as we dare to do some things differently and get out of the box. Jesus was amazed on 2 occasions in the Gospels. Once amazed by unbelief and lack of faith. And on this occasion here in Luke chapter 7, Jesus expresses amazement because of the faith of a Roman soldier, this centurion. Let us be like him. Let's be people of great faith, people who can say and mean, with God all things are possible, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and who strengthens us. We can do it together as we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you on this Veterans Day. God bless you veterans in particular. And may the Lord help us and equip us to be people of great faith. And may the Lord be amazed at what he sees here. And to that, would you say, amen. Let us pray to the Lord. Father, in this season of new beginnings, as we were beautifully reminded by that video that we saw at the opening of the service, in this season of new beginnings, O Lord, you're a God of life, who brings life from death, who brings order out of chaos, who brings light from darkness, who says, behold, I make all things new. You're a God of new things and new beginnings. Lord, may we determine to walk more and more by faith. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. And may we have the faith of the centurion, believing that God-given promises will meet every need in life. Oh, Lord, say the word and let things happen for your glory and our edification. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray and say, amen.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live. rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all, like a rose trampled. Thought of me above all. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on
We trust you enjoyed today's message by Pastor Scott Luckey. For additional messages and resources, you may visit the website at www.fpcjacks.org. First Presbyterian Church is a Christ-centered, Bible-believing, mission-minded church in the heart of downtown Jacksonville, Florida, located at 118 East Monroe Street. You're welcome to join us for services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m.
You have been listening to Grace Matters, brought to you by First Presbyterian Church at the corner of Ocean and Monroe Streets in Jacksonville.